Well, another afternoon of scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area today as we remain in fairly fast west-east flow. That means the storms are fairly swift moving, especially for this time of year. Yesterday, the storms were moving about 30 miles per hour. So while they were intense in spots and rainfall rates were really high, the rainfall amounts were not all that great because the storms were so swiftly moving. And it's pretty much the same scenario today. Perhaps a little bit slower, but not much. Still storms moving a good 20 to 25 miles per hour from west to east, or perhaps slightly north of due east. Mostly a hot, humid morning will break out into sunshine, and then the storms pop generally between about 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, moving from west to east and offshore by 5 or 6 o'clock outside of an isolated lingering shower or storm into the early this evening. And again, there'll be downpours, gusty winds, frequent lightning, but not lasting very long in any one spot. So the rainfall amounts will have a tendency to average a tenth to a half inch. Not all that great, quite honestly, with a few isolated spots perhaps managing an inch of rain. And then as we get into tomorrow, the beginning at least of a weather pattern change, the storms start to become a little more widely scattered. Now, it doesn't mean we go dry, but coverage will go from roughly three-quarters of the area yesterday and today to maybe half the area tomorrow, with temperatures into the low to mid-90s. And then the rainfall coverage drops even more Friday and into the weekend. Many spots will go dry or at least only a coverage of rainfall less than a quarter of the area, and that means the temperatures go up. We'll be in the mid-90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with feel-like temperatures easily above 100 degrees. It'll be a hot and somewhat dry stretch. What storms develop will be heavy. It's just that they'll be quite widely scattered, quite isolated. It looks like storm coverage picks up again about the early and middle part of next week. And in the tropics, we have Dolly has formed.
Well, hello.
Look who's here.
Dolly. This is Lewis.
Hello, Lewis.
Dolly.
Yeah, tropical storm Dolly has formed over the northwestern Atlantic and continues to work its way northeastbound. It is of no concern for any land areas, certainly no local impacts for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, and the entire eastern seaboard will be okay. This will head northeast and over such cool water that it'll lose its tropical characteristics most likely today, and if not, then by tonight, and will be part of a large ocean storm across the North Atlantic and losing its tropical characteristics completely by tomorrow. So no problems with Dolly. Edward is next on the list, the E name. Don't see anything cooking anytime soon. We still have the large mass of Saharan dust working its way westbound, really cut the visibilities in Puerto Rico. I've posted a picture in Talking the Tropics with Mike and also have tweeted that out, but that dust is now working its way through the Caribbean into the Gulf of Mexico and will curve up to the north into the Gulf Coast region. And a good part of the majority of this dust cloud will miss Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. It'll go across the Caribbean, maybe catching South Florida, and then the upper-level high pressure is so strong that it's actually pushing this dust quite a ways west before it turns northward. But parts of the Gulf Coast and even up into the mid-Atlantic maybe see some of this dust. It will result in slightly reduced visibilities, hazier than average skies, and maybe somewhat colorful sunrises and sunsets. We get dust clouds coming off Africa every summer. This is not at all uncommon. What's a little bit more uncommon in this case is that it's so dense. It's a really big and large dust cloud. I've been talking about it and Talking the Tropics with Mike. I've posted some satellite pictures. We were talking about it all the way back to last week. But this one, pretty dense, pretty significant. There's a pretty strong burst of dust, again, coming off the coast of Africa right now. May see that in the area or moving across parts of the Caribbean again next week. It does correlate with drier air in the atmosphere, which oftentimes means a lack of tropical development if all other things are not very favorable. But we can't get too carried away with that. We have seen major hurricanes with dust around. So it's not only just the dust helping us out. The overall conditions over the Atlantic Basin right now just simply are not that favorable for tropical development. So we're likely to go a while here without much in the way of anything too serious for at least the next week or so, with any luck a little bit longer than that, as we continue now just about winding down our first month of the official hurricane season, and of course a long ways away, unfortunately, from the peak of the hurricane season, still more than 2 months away on September 10th. We continue, of course, with our sort of hurricane expo all week long on 104.5 WOKV, hearing from our emergency managers as Rich and I sat down with them last week and talked all about the hurricane season and preparations and, of course, some of the unique things that we have to deal with now given the COVID situation and social distancing, and makes it just all that much more difficult for emergency managers and their planning for possible evacuations. So there's more on that, of course, on 104.5 WOKV, the website, and also at actionnewsjax.com and our Hurricane Center. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.